Being joined by Parkersburg City Administrator Chris Luring. And Chris, thanks for taking some time today. Lots of different projects to talk about here in the city of Parkersburg. First of all, let's talk about the Newell Avenue reconstruction and trail project. You had mentioned to me this has been something that's been, you know, in the works for, what, like 12 years or something like that. Finally going to be seeing some action on this. What are you able to share about this project and what's all going to be going on out there?
Yeah, so I'm super excited about this project, just from the time spent on it, the money that's going to be spent on it. Our highway trail, the trail going down our highway corridor, has been there now for about 15 years. So it's super nice to get that trail extended further to the north down Newell Avenue. So it's about a $1.5 million project, a little bit less than that. But along with that trail, it's also going to be extended through Swartz Park all the way to Florence Street to the west. So super happy to be able to get this trail extended, to get the roadway improved. Basically, it's a gravel road with asphalt on top of it. So it's really an unimproved roadway in a lot of ways. So now it'll be fit for another 50 years at a minimum, hopefully. Curb and gutter, 8-foot wide walking trail to the west-hand side, new water main. So a lot of good things going on with that.
And as far as the traffic, how's that going to affect the traffic on that road, people that live out there, things like that?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things we're still working on, hopefully getting letters sent out here recently to the property owners along that corridor. Of course, during every construction cycle, there's inconveniences, right? Mm-hmm. And there's weather, and there's other things you have to contend with. So we try to do the best we possibly can, hire a super good contractor, a local contractor from Hudson, to do the work. So, you know, if people have any problems, we highly encourage people to reach out to the contractor, reach out to the city of Parkersburg. But we're hoping to really work on traffic and making sure that people can get to their homes and have the most minor of a detour possible.
And there's going to be a project going on the 3rd Street alley. What are the details you're able to share about this?
Yeah, so our downtown alleys have really been in need of some reconstruction for a long, long time because of something that happened last fall. We're really being pushed to the wall a little bit to get one of these alleys fixed. There's no sense in fixing it halfway. For the most part, I could not find any history of any construction ever done to this alley. And I went back as far as I could and tried to read as much as I could. So what does that tell me? Well, it tells me that it needs to be done. So we've solicited an engineer to draw plans and specifications to try to develop a cost estimate. Right now, the cost estimate's about $330,000, so it's not a small amount of money, but we're hoping to be able to possibly bond for this money if we need to, but it has to be done. So hoping to get that roadway fixed, improved, have there be an inverted crown is what it's called, so the water will flow down the middle of the roadway rather than be pushed to the edges. And have that road be there again, good to go. If it's put in concrete, should have about a 50-year lifespan.
All right, is that on both sides of 3rd Street then, or?
We have two separate engineering agreements, one for the west side, one for the east side. The primary construction this year, or maybe next year, is going to be on the east side.
I gotcha. All right. And then when it comes to some water main projects going on, Wemple and Lincoln Street, that's going to affect the elementary school, right?
Yes.
Tell me about this project.
Yeah, absolutely excited for this project, too. Originally, we solicited for some grants. We were kind of rejected because we didn't fit the profile. But we just kept at it, kept looking at other options, and we were awarded a $500,000 grant for the Wemple Street, Lincoln Street water main project. Of course, this is the water main that feeds Parkersburg Elementary. So when it breaks or when there's repairs that need to be done, the water has to be shut off for the entire area, including the elementary. So it was really a no-brainer. Really commend one of our property owners who's had just repeated water mains break on his property or adjacent to his property. And I've non-jokingly said he hasn't had a yard for 15 years because it just seems like every year there's a project. And when his yard starts to recover, it seems like we have to dig up that water main and fix it in those spots again. So really excited for that project to get done. Again, it's about a $1.4 million project. We haven't put out for bids yet. That's the engineering estimate. So hopefully it comes in under estimate. Using that $500,000 grant, hopefully the financial impact to the citizens of Parkersburg can be to a minimum. But there again, we really have a very systematic approach of replacing infrastructure, starting really at Railroad Street. In 2013 was probably the earliest we started working there. And then working our ways, to the south as we move along to get these water mains replaced, getting these streets, curb and gutter replaced. We did about 16,000 feet of sanitary sewer. about 4 years ago that project started. So really just being very systematic, trying to hold to a very stern budget, and then writing grants and being awarded grants as much as we possibly can to help pay for these projects too. And we've been very successful at doing that.
And one more project to talk about here, the water tower rehabilitation. That was certainly a big story last fall. I was able to talk to Tim and Hunter about that one. But that one, I understand, is pretty much in the books, right? What are you able to share about that?
You know, it ended up being about a $440,000 project. And John, I can't commend our citizens enough. I mean, if we have a project going on, there are always some problems that go along with those projects. For instance, the water main project, can't drive on that road. Well, the water tower affected every resident of Parkersburg. I don't want to say there's a lot of pressure reductions necessarily, but there was. There's a lot of inconveniences for our public works guys, but really everybody came together, understood the problem. I think we did a fairly good job at communicating to the public as far as what was going on and why it had to be done. I think that's very, very important, is letting the public know in advance what's going on. So our water tower is about 47, 48 years old, something around that. And so it was really a 50-year update. So if we can go another 47, 48 years without having to do work like that, I'll be very, very happy. Not that I'll probably be here in 48, 50 years, but somebody will be very happy that we did it right the first time.
There have been a lot of construction projects here in town, you know, recently over the past few years and things like that. What are maybe some things that you would go about limiting the frustration of residents, whether it be, you know, their road gets closed down, they have to take detours? How do you maybe limit some of that frustration, keep people happy during these kinds of projects?
Yeah, that is a great question, John. And it's something that we've probably gone to the school of hard knocks to learn a little bit. The lack of communication or the lack of notices. What we've done in town recently, as recently as the Grant Street, 2nd Street, Johnson Street water main project, is sent notices out, sent letters, talked about it over and over and over at city council meetings. I even went door to door with the plans and specifications so that I could talk to people about their individual driveways or about their individual shutoffs. There's a lot of conversations. For the most part, I would say that that project and going in advance and having a lot of these conversations worked, because I know our contractors were involved in that, but people were bringing them out cookies and bread. And I just can't say thanks enough to the citizens of Parkersburg for doing that. These contractors, these construction workers, they don't want to cause problems. You know, they want to work really, really hard. They want to get this done. But they told me flat out that nobody's ever brought us cookies and bread like the people of Parkersburg did. So I know that sounds, you know, like a minor thing, but to those guys, it wasn't a minor thing. And then I know after the project completed, the company brought gift cards to everybody along the corridor and asked them, hey, can you water the grass that we just planted for you? Would that be possible? And I think for the most part, people complied with that. So it was an absolutely fantastic relationship that developed between the contractor and the citizens. There again, I'm not trying to say it was perfection, because there's always problems. There's always problems with weather or whatever. But I really can't commend the people of Parkersburg enough in that project for stepping up and giving the contractors some leniency and some grace. And it was just an amazing project and amazing to see the community come together during it.
When it comes to the last council meeting, some property tax, there was some discussion on property tax levy notices that were sent out. Yes. I understand a little bit of confusion going on. What are you able to share about this?
You know, this is really a statewide problem. Probably 5 years ago, a few city administrators, city clerks, city leaders, the Iowa League of Cities joined forces to try to help the public know where their property tax monies were going to. And your property tax money goes to a lot of vital things: fire trucks, ambulances, cop cars, libraries, city pools, city cemeteries, a lot of different areas. But if people don't know that, it's, you know, it's super easy to get disenfranchised with the amount of your property taxes and your escrow payments going up. So we really tried to work together about 5-6 maybe years ago to try to develop what was called a truth in taxation mailing that every property owner would get. I know there's a lot of people that weren't very happy that maybe there was some more work that needed to be done in order for that to happen. But really, those forms should go out. They should be truthful. They should be truthful to your individual private property. And really, since the forms have been enacted formally by the legislature, they've been everything but truthful according to your property. They basically give hypothetical estimates for your commercial property. They give hypothetical estimates of increases to your residential property. That wasn't the goal. The goal was that your individual property's worth would be captured on the sheet and the property tax amounts that you're being expected to pay would be specific to your property, specific to your valuation. We own different properties. We're not going to have the same valuation. Unfortunately, that hasn't been the case. So they keep using these hypotheticals, and these hypotheticals are not accurate. So it's kind of disheartening to those that worked really, really hard to try to develop a process so that you as an individual property owner know. And I don't want to belabor the conversation, but the notices that are going out, I encourage anybody that has any questions, you know, contact your mayor, contact your city council member. This doesn't just negatively apply to Parkersburg. It applies to every city, every county in the state. And really, people need to know where their property tax dollars are going to. And I apologize that just hasn't happened yet. I had a meeting down in Des Moines last week with several legislators. And I encouraged them that these forms have to be accurate. They have to be truthful. And anything less than that is not gonna cut it. And is like I said, very disheartening. So if anybody has any questions about the notices that come, the intent is good. The reality on those forms is not accurate. So I just encourage them to reach out and contact our local governing bodies.
All right. And one last thing for you here today, a new police chief, Bruce Tierney, officially on board. What can you tell me about him?
Yeah. So Bruce was here from 2010, 2014 as a police officer, moved on to the Butler County Sheriff's Office. And after that, moved on to the Bremer County Sheriff's Office. He's lived in Parkersburg and Applington now for, you know, 15 plus years. Decided to come back to Parkersburg. He's got a young family. Got kids in the Appleton Parkersburg School District, so we're super excited to have him back as a police officer, and hoping that over the course of time that his leadership leads to better and new things, new ideas. There again, property taxes is a big deal, and the increases in everything is a big deal. So hopefully we can develop some more and better efficiencies and try to keep costs down for the public while providing better services.
All right. That's about all I got for you. But any final thoughts you'd like to share or anything else that you think the residents of town should know?
You know, I appreciate you reaching out, John. You do a great job, and I can't say thanks enough for that.